I think there is a gay mafia. I think if you cross them, you do get whacked. I really do.
Bill Maher, yeah, there's a gay mafia. 1221, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Robert Knight, Washington Times columnist. He's got a piece in today's paper, Recovering the Meaning of Marriage. And, Bob, I read your column right after seeing that Bill Maher clip and the comment on gay mafia. I think you better be careful. You better be careful. They may come after you for this column.
Well, if you look at the comment section on the Washington Times website, they already have, Andy. it's got 400 comments piled up. So
no kidding.
Somebody, I guess it hit a nerve with some folks.
Well, hey, you know, that kind of stuff happens. You know, but Maher was referring to the CEO of Mozilla, the providers of Firefox. You know, having to step down for a donation he made to stop gay marriage, what was it, 8 years ago? And let's remember, even Barack Obama wasn't for it 8 years ago. Hillary Clinton, same way, but they've pivoted, and evidently this poor CEO didn't.
Well, he didn't pivot soon enough. that's the thing. I think the message was not so much for Mr. Ike, the CEO of Mozilla who stepped down. The message was sent to the rest of us. Don't even think of brooking whatever we want, because we can reach back into your history and ruin you. I mean, it's a form of terrorism, really.
Yeah.
It's the idea that if anybody disagrees, we will silence you, we'll cost you your job, so don't even think of opposing us. I hope people are have this reaction to it, like, hey, over my dead body, you're not going to intimidate me that way. You shouldn't have hounded this guy just because he has a different opinion. I hope what it does is touch off the good tolerance that most Americans take for granted and say this isn't right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting because I could relate this incident to what happened at Chick-fil-A, and that really backfired when the gay mafia went after him. The CEO, Dan Cathy, when he supported traditional marriage, they of course, planned this boycott, and it backfired because Chick-fil-A is doing better now than they ever had.
Oh, they have. They gained an enormous amount of loyalty, and they had a very successful boycott that
yeah.
week. I went to a Chick-fil-A in Loudoun County, Virginia, and the line was double the length of the restaurant and out the door.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it was... People are just saying, hey, look, come on. You're punishing a restaurant chain because the guy says he's for marriage? Then you're trying to punish us all.
Yeah. Hey, do you worry about the Supreme Court rewriting the Constitution to accommodate gay marriage?
Well, I worry quite a bit. There's clearly four votes on each side plus Anthony Kennedy in the middle, and he may want to make history again. Who knows? Maybe he won't. Yeah. Nobody can tell where his head is. He's supposed to be a devout Catholic, which would indicate to me he would not find a new meaning in the Constitution for same-sex marriage. But that doesn't necessarily hold. I'm just cautiously optimistic that he will see that the people of California would be allowed to define marriage in their law. You know, that's the thing about this, Andy. Nobody's saying you can't get together and have whatever relationship you want. But when you put it in the law with all the force behind it, that has lots of implications that a lot of people haven't thought about.
Yeah. Marriage between a man and a woman has been around for ages, and suddenly it's a free-for-all. And as you point out, it's sort of, and I love this line, it's sort of like having the idea that a cow is now a horse. Get over it.
Yeah, they're saying, well, you can have that delusion if you want, but you shouldn't use the power of the law to try to force acceptance of that delusion on everybody else.
Yeah,
it's really gone from tolerance to we will dictate and you will like it. And even Bill Maher, of all people, mentioned it. And I guess Newt Gingrich commented yesterday, too, that this is a new form of fascism.
Yeah. Yeah,
agree with us or else.
Yeah, and he also, if I recall correctly, Gingrich said, "Look, you know, today if you're an educator and if you're not on the left side, if you're in a newsroom and you're not on the left side, you're wrong and you're driven out." And that's exactly what the militant gays have done here. You know, they've driven this out. And you know, it drives me crazy because The whole marriage issue within the gay community is something that I disagree with, and I've been painted as a dinosaur or a bigot for not jumping on board and giving it my blessing, and I will not do that. I'm sorry. In my mind, it's wrong.
Yeah, I think it's wrong, too. I think it's clear from history, from all major religions, from biology, you name it, from any way you look at it, there's something wrong with it. That doesn't mean you have any animus toward people who are engaging in that behavior. You may say, gee, I hope you would find a healthier way to spend your time, but even people who are deeply committed to each other, you could recognize that and say, yes, they care deeply about each other, but that doesn't mean it's a marriage. Mm-hmm. Any more than two brothers living together is a marriage, or, you know, brother and sister, or any other number of relationships. Marriage is very specific. It's the union of sexual exclusivity of a man and a woman. Certainly in our culture it's been, since the beginning of our culture. And even in past cultures which accepted polygamy, it was still at least the union of male and female. It's never been the union of just leaving a bride or a groom out of the whole solution.
Mm-hmm.
Or formula.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess when this generation of ours finally goes and, you know, heads down that highway to wherever, depending on how good you've been, it'll be a better world, according to many, because this is a generational thing, from what I've been told many, many times. You know, the younger folks don't have an issue with gay marriage, and, you know, it's perfectly acceptable to them, but it's just us geezers, I guess.
Well, I think as they grow older, they have children of their own. A lot of these liberals become conservatives. I was quite liberal when I was in college. I really bought into a lot of the liberal agenda because I thought they were more compassionate. And as I got older, I realized that it wasn't about compassion. It was about expanding the power of the state using the false idea of compassion, that we're going to give everything to you. That took just life living to see the ramifications. And I honestly think that a lot of the young people today who are hyper-liberal and think of themselves as tolerant will draw the line eventually at their own families and say, you know, maybe this isn't a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to be tolerant but not push this thing as if it's a societal good.
Yep. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. It's also online at WashingtonTimes.com. It's called Recovering the Meaning of Marriage, and it's by Robert Knight. Bob, good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Andy.
Take care.
Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, the soundbite he was talking about was Newt Gingrich on ABC.
If you're a young faculty member, in a lot of places, if you're a young member of a news department, and you have the wrong views, meaning conservative, you have no career. This is just the most open, blatant example of the new fascism, which says, if you don't agree with us 100%, we have the right to punish you.
But where
unless,
would you?
Unless you're like Hillary and like Barack Obama, and you recant. So they both had the same view in 2008 as he did.
But there's a difference between actively campaigning to define marriage as being between one man and one woman and not being a supporter of marriage.
So you should lose your job. You should lose your job if you have a different view.
That's what it's coming to. 1229, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Still to come in just a few minutes, we'll be checking in with Ben Wolfgang, a White House reporter. He's got a couple of stories he's working on.